I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Coming up with a great movie idea is hard. Not messing it up after you've had that great idea might be even harder. With that in mind, I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 10 recent movies that blew great concepts. 10. The Midnight Sky. On paper, Netflix's The Midnight Sky had major awards potential written all over it. The film stars George Clooney as a terminally ill, lonesome scientist who lives alone in an Arctic base on a post-apocalyptic Earth, where a disaster has wiped out most of humanity. When he realizes a spaceship is imminently returning home with no knowledge of what has happened, he sets off on a chilly, treacherous journey to another base, which will allow him to contact the ship and warn them away. Though the film is technically accomplished and Clooney gives it his all as both director and star, the script seemingly lacks the confidence to just leave us with this premise as Clooney conducts his mission. Instead, as if fearing the audience won't be invested in his struggle, the script is peppered with excessive flashbacks and cutaways to the hokey B-plot concerning members of the spaceship. Sadly, all of its blockbustery affections and sentimental family drama, complete with not one but two obligatory predictable plot twists, undermine what should basically have been George Clooney's Cast Away. It's not a bad movie, but it fumbled its immense potential regardless. 9. Antebellum. Antebellum was one of 2020's most anticipated horror films, not only because it came from one of the producers of Get Out and Us, but because its premise of a modern-day black woman transported back to slavery-era America seemed so uniquely topical. Ultimately, Antebellum is a failure of movie marketing above all else. The film was sold to audiences as an implied sci-fi thriller, in which a woman must fight to escape slavery and return back to her own time. In actual fact, the truth is decidedly less interesting, as it's revealed at the end that the movie protagonist Veronica and all the other slaves haven't been sent back through time at all. Rather, they've just been kidnapped and held captive at a Civil War reenactment park by a group of demented racists. Now, the acting is really good, but in addition to the disappointingly lame twist, there's a painfully dull, overextended flashback shoehorned in the middle act that drags the entire film down. 8. The Marksman. Liam Neeson stars as a grizzled, over-the-hill sniper in a gritty western set on the Arizona-Mexico border, where he saves a young Mexican boy from the local drug cartel. Sounds effing awesome. The Marksman sees Neeson gliding gracefully into the sort of role you'd typically expect to see Clint Eastwood accept in recent years. But despite his authentic performance, the film really feels like a Poundland version of No Country for Old Men. No Western thriller cliché is left untouched, and despite the clear stylistic departure from Neeson's last decade-plus of disposable action thrillers, its narrative beats are still frustratingly similar. You know pretty much what you're going to get with The Marksman, which will be a warm comfort for dads everywhere, and a little bit boring for everyone else. 7. Freaky. The premise for Freaky is so freaking genius, it's really quite surprising it hasn't been done already. What if you collided the prototypical slasher movie formula with a body swap comedy? Freaky, or as it was originally called, Freaky Friday the 13th, stars Catherine Newton and Vince Vaughn as a teenage girl and a deranged serial killer, who, as a result of a bizarre ritual, end up swapping bodies. But conceptually, the film suffers from the same issue as the Happy Death Day movies. It believes its central concept is so brilliant, it doesn't need to do anything more with it. The movie's better elements, that is, the kills and everything Vince Vaughn does, is ultimately bogged down by an excess of terrible teen dialogue and an unhealthy scoop of family melodrama to boot. Again, not bad overall, but clearly a few drafts away from being a truly strong rendition of an amazing setup. 6. Cherry. The Russo brothers' Cherry was supposed to be a huge breakout role for Tom Holland, seeing him shed his wholesome Peter Parker image to play PTSD-afflicted war veteran-turned-bank robber Nico Walker. Cherry definitely boasts a suitably epic, true story for a cinematic treatment, but despite the strength of Holland's performance, the movie is suffocated beneath the Russos' embarrassingly over-stylized filmmaking. The script is smugly self-satisfied with its own cleverness throughout, unaided by a brutal 141-minute runtime which ensures a potentially fascinating movie and possible Oscar play for Tom Holland is transmogrified into an annoying slog. 5. The Last Days of American Crime. Talking of never-ending slogs, The Last Days of American Crime was one of 2020's worst and most disappointing movies. Adapted from the 2009 graphic novel, the high-concept Netflix thriller takes place in a dystopian future America where the government is on the eve of broadcasting a signal which will make it impossible for citizens to knowingly commit crimes. But before the signal is sent out, bank robber protagonist Graham Brick plots to pull off one last heist and escape to Canada. On paper, this seems like the sort of premise John Carpenter would have tackled in the 70s or 80s, but Olivier Megaton, director of Taken 3 and this, is no John Carpenter. Rightly earning its miserable 0% on Rotten Tomatoes, the near-incomprehensible narrative is made worse by uninteresting characters, poorly staged action sequences, and a brutal 149-minute runtime. The entire movie is a lesson in how not to translate an intriguing concept into an entertaining movie. 4. Voyagers. It's Lord of the Flies in space. We see a cast of young astronauts who are part of a mission to settle humans on a new planet, as Earth becomes increasingly uninhabitable. After the astronauts' adult authority figure is taken out of commission, the youths are left to run amok around the ship, with predictably disastrous results. It is always interesting to see classic tales given an elevated genre makeover, and while Voyagers certainly isn't lacking the technical filmmaking skill or solid cast to get the job done, it once again comes down to a mediocre script. If you've ever seen a sci-fi movie thriller before, or just read Lord of the Flies, you'll be able to predict the various twists and turns to the beat of a metronome. It has its moments, but falls short of its great premise. 3. Bliss. Bliss is the latest film from the ambitious, ultra-talented sci-fi filmmaker Mike Cahill, and stars Owen Wilson as a down-and-out middle-aged man who is befriended by a homeless woman, as his sanity spirals amid both psychosis and drug addiction. Though the marketing sold Bliss as a loopy, Vanilla Sky-esque sci-fi thriller, it is far more of a drama about the perils of addiction than anything else, and so is sure to leave many feeling duped. All the cast certainly are trying their best to make it work, but the script lacks the emotional clarity to do the concept justice, and overall it just feels sloppy, unfocused, and self-consciously bewildering. 2. Tenet. Perhaps no movie released last year proved more divisive than Christopher Nolan's Tenet, a hugely anticipated, massively ambitious sci-fi action film centered around time travel, espionage, and a potential apocalypse. Few will argue against Tenet's merits as a piece of technical filmmaking. The logistics and scale of the film's set pieces, many of them playing out in reverse, are absolutely mind-boggling, and Nolan is one of the few directors bold enough to even try something so outlandish. But impressive as it is visually, Tenet really falls apart hard in the scripting department, over-relying on expository dialogue, dramatic conceits that feel a bit too cute for their own good, and weirdly uninteresting characters. As if making sense of the dense story isn't difficult enough, Nolan also drowns half the dialogue out with an impressionistic sound mix whereby important information can't be heard. It is absolutely maddening. The idea of a movie set in a world where technology exists to reverse the flow of time is awesome, but Tenet ended up feeling bafflingly hollow, like a half-remembered version of what it was supposed to be. 1. Crisis. Quietly dumped on VOD earlier this year after all the scandals were thrown at star Armie Hammer, Crisis nevertheless had a ton of potential on paper to be a hard-hitting ensemble thriller centered around America's current opioid epidemic. With a cracking director and cracking cast, Crisis certainly could have been traffic for the opioid era. Instead, it's a periodically interesting, excessively melodramatic film which strains to juggle its uneven subplots, too many of which thoroughly squander the actors involved and undermine the central message. The opioid crisis is one of American society's most pressing issues today, and is absolutely worthy of a star-studded ensemble drama treatment. But this ended up shockingly dull in its execution.